You're listening to the Bitter Comics Podcast. Please welcome your host, Mr. J.T. Foreman.
Hello, and welcome to episode 19 of Bitter Comics. I am J.T. Foreman, and I'm here with my good friends, Terry, the Beast, Michaels,
Growl,
and the Super Negro Champion, John Jones.
Yeah!
We begin once again with our opening segment, J.T. Was a Real Prick Last Week, in which I apologize for the cruel, offensive, and probably racist things I said last episode. So, for my insensitivity in episode 18, I would like to apologize to black people, fish, texting, doing things at the last minute, my grandparents, and strap-ons.
Actually, I had to apologize to that. Really?
Yeah, well, I don't want them coming after me.
That's true.
When you're sleeping, too.
That's right.
It costs extra.
If you would like to know specifically why I'm apologizing to each of these things, please check out episode 18 and all of our previous episodes at bittercomics.podbean.com. And if you feel I owe an apology I missed or to make any comments, send us an email to bittercomics@hotmail.com. And in the subject line, please put, Terry Michaels does not need to apologize to fatness.
No.
That would be P-H-A-T fatness.
I'm not apologizing to anything. Unapologetic.
I'm scared too.
John Jones! He's back.
Yeah.
He's back.
You should be apologizing to me, Nick, doing the show without me last week.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Don't forget that, Darky. The show must go on.
He's back.
Wait
in
a
black.
Second. Wait. You didn't show up, and I got to apologize.
Yeah.
Hold on a second now.
That doesn't sound right.
Post it, man.
Even to me, that doesn't sound right.
Oh, my reparations.
Okay, so episode 20 is just going to be an all John Jones episode.
Yes. Thanks. So.
Yes. It's all John Jones all the time.
Bitter Comics is going dark.
Real talk, man. I was like, well, the show must go on. Forget it. He tripped over his big lips. That's what happened.
Oh, no.
Probably in a hospital dying somewhere.
You don't really have big lips.
I know, but that's what you guys were saying. Y'all was talking all kind of crap out of
it. You didn't even listen to episode 18.
So I'm like, any episode I'm not listening to.
You didn't even listen to it.
No, we just talked about your big muscles. I mean, yeah, your lips can flex, but...
Wow.
Always a step too far. I always take it a step too far, don't I?
Maybe.
So, it's good to have you back, man. So we missed you.
It's good to be back.
How was that secret mission?
It went well. I saved the booty.
You saved the booty?
I saved the booty. That's what
See, he was on the secret mission for the Brotherhood.
Yes. That means the Brotherhood.
No, did you see...
The Brother in the Hood?
You saw Undercover Brother?
Yes.
That was the name of Secret Society. It was the Brotherhood.
Yeah, yeah.
So I figured you were on a secret mission for the Brotherhood.
They hit me up at the last second, man. You know, Super Negro, we need you. We need you. All the white people are trying to kill off all the chubby white ladies.
But I don't ever see you drinking orange soda. Orange drink.
That's true. Actually,
drink,
no, Terry, you're the one drinking orange soda.
That's right.
I know. What are you trying to say? You more?
Undercover Brother drank orange drink.
Yes, he in the Big Gulp cup while driving with one hand and doing like donuts and
spinning bronze-colored Cadillac.
Yeah, well, you've seen that movie, right?
I'm the superhero. I watched a little bit of it, but I'm the superhero of that team. He's the agent. I'm the superhero. I'm Super Negro.
Super Negro team.
I did the impossible task.
You got the belt. You just don't wear a cape.
Yeah, I just don't wear a cape.
Why not?
Did you ever see the movie Watchmen?
So 80s.
See the movie Watchmen?
No.
During the opening credits of that movie, there's a superhero who's wearing a cape, and he's chasing the bank robbers out of the bank, and they had one of those, turning doors. I can't remember what they're called.
Turnstile.
The turnstile doors, and his cape got caught in it, and he fell down, and then they just drilled him full holes. Blew him away.
Wow.
While his cape got stuck in the door, got killed. Don't wear a
needed
cape.
Needed a Velcro cape. That's what he needed.
Yeah, actually, easy release, just you can get out of there.
Gonna have to apologize to
Capes.
To the Watchmen.
Yes,
that was a good movie too. Blue penises are the saddest of all penises.
They are.
You remember what was
only
what
you
that, what was that guy's name?
When you wait from him.
The glowing dude in that movie. I can't remember. His
I
name
never
now.
Saw it.
You didn't?
Doctor, whatever.
No,
Doctor Manhattan, and he walked around naked the whole time.
Big old blue penis.
He's blue and glowing. He got like. Disintegrated by some nuclear experiment.
And a blue penis?
Yeah. Well, he himself was glowing blue, and he walked around naked the whole time.
Just dick in your face. Just I don't care about humans anymore, but my penis is big.
Pretty much.
So moving.
Just
my favorite. He was able to split himself into multiple people. He could like make copies of himself, so he could be doing two things or three things at once. My favorite scene in that whole movie was when he was in bed with his wife, and you see his hand, and then you see another hand, and then you see a third hand come up. And so he made it. She's like, he made a second copy of himself, so he could be two people having sex with his wife.
And
she's like, what are you doing? And he's like, you used to like this. And then she runs out of the room and finds a third copy of himself in the other room working on some physics experiment that he's doing.
It's a lot of things right there.
And she got upset that he didn't have his whole attention.
So, but he was of one mind.
Yes.
And many bodies.
That's right.
Wow. It's philosophical.
And most of the time, when you saw him, there was dick all in your face.
That's right.
I mean, if you watch that shit in 3D, it was hitting you in the forehead. Dick.
Wow. It's just like the last scene in Dirk Diggler. What the heck was the name? Yeah, I got all of these pop culture images in my head, and I can't remember
Dirk
the name
Diggler,
of anything.
What
was the movie?
I don't know if it was the movie about the porn star.
Yeah, right? it was prosthetic. I think that was prosthetic, yeah.
He's feeling the vibration.
He's a very successful guy.
Yeah, he is, definitely.
He went from dropping his pants at county fairs to that. Yeah, I don't blame him.
Dropping his pants on film.
Yeah, that's
what he did. Yeah, I think my favorite of his movies was The Italian Job.
Very good movie. Yeah, that movie rocks.
I like the cars in the movie.
You like the Mini Cooper?
No, I love the Mini Cooper. Yes.
The Mini Coop.
Yeah, if I didn't get a GTI, I would have got that.
$23,000.
$23,000?
Yeah.
Depends on what you get.
That's the base model. So.
Yeah. That seems expensive for a shoebox with a lawnmower engine.
Yeah, when you try to race one, see what happens.
I wouldn't try to
race
one.
Things are very fast.
Yeah, they are.
I got a 2003 Kia Rio. I don't try to race,
anybody.
Turtles. You can go ahead. Michelangelo, after you.
You don't mess with them. They'll ninja your ass.
Yeah, they will.
Yes, they will. So, what's been going on the past week?
We're sitting in the corner. We don't have our room right now.
No, we don't. We're not in the studio. We're in the third floor Denny's hallway.
I'm lodging a complaint. We're in section one in the corner. And I feel like I need to whisper because there's kids 20 feet away.
Yeah, there are. And I said the word penis 3 times already.
We're moving on down.
You said penis and John said dick.
Dick. That's right. No, we are once again for recording our show here at the third floor Denny's, but we're in the hallway instead of in the studio. Now, and when I got here, there's another group who's in the banquet room, so we weren't able to get in there to record our show.
It's a bunch of Amish Mexican people.
I thought there's a bunch of Hispanic people. They're all dressed like, I don't know if they're Mexican. It could be Costa Rican. I can't tell the difference. I don't get pissed off when someone says, are you French or English? Yeah, I'm white. Whatever. So I had someone get mad at me about that once. I called him Mexican, and he was like, I'm not Mexican. I'm from Costa Rica or some crap like that. Well, I know that wasn't even close to a Hispanic accent, but I can't do accents.
He could have just worn a flag. Then we'd know.
Yeah.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, my ancestors left Europe for a reason, so I'm American now. It's good enough for me.
I'm from Fresno, and only because my parents fucked here. I'm not proud of it.
Yeah.
I'm not proud of it. It's not,
it didn't have a whole lot to do with it.
Oh, yeah.
Marianne just came in.
Oh.
Marianne came in. I haven't seen her in a while. I have to say hi.
Impressive. Is she in a work uniform? I can't see her.
I don't know.
Okay.
Anyway,
other than your super secret mission for the Brotherhood, what have you been doing this past week?
Really just taking some me time, trying to get back in shape.
You're bulging a bit more than usual. You've been working out a lot lately and getting back in the gym, hit the weights?
Yeah, I'm trying to get back in the gym, man. I can't be super Negro if I'm flabby, I'll become flabby Negro then.
You would be
unsuper.
Flabby Negro third place.
You would be
It wouldn't be the champion.
Now I'm happy.
You would be above average, Negro. You wouldn't be super. You'd just be above average.
Nobody would come see me then. I'd be like, no, he's above average.
We're not going to see the above average Negro.
You know, I used to say that when someone asked me how I was doing, I would say above average. I'd been doing that for like 15 or 16 years, and then a couple years ago, I got this car I got now, and I went to buy insurance, and I ended up at an insurance place near my house called Above Average Insurance.
Wow.
It was meant to be.
People always just say, how you doing? I say average.
Jack
Goforth the Third.
Yeah, that's
the guy's name. Yeah.
I'm over there, too.
He's a good guy. I like him.
Oh, my gosh. I feel left out.
Yeah, you ain't over there. Well, you ain't getting insurance at Clovis, man. You're pathetic. Where you get your insurance?
I got
it in Fresno?
No, I just get my insurance at Average Insurance.
Oh, okay. Not above average.
And just average. Average to Midland.
They just have above average prices.
That's a tough break, man. Jeez.
That's all I can afford.
Man.
I'm not the super white champion.
Man, I got a glass of Clorox you can drink.
Is there ice in there? Or just...
Yeah, just put somebody in your misery.
Just bust up some glass, toss it in.
I tried that.
I
would sound like the lead singer of Quiet Riot.
Spoon full of sugar makes my listen go down. So, Terry, how's your week been?
Average.
Just average?
Average to Midland.
Not getting a lot of cooperation here. All right, so we did have an interesting show a couple of days ago. Eddie Trevino, another comedian here in Fresno, his birthday just passed, and he decided to...
We fried him.
Yes. He decided to throw a big party, invite all of his friends.
To make fun of him.
And then got us to make fun of him. So we had a roast of Eddie Trevino. And it was a lot of fun. I don't know. I've been kind of down on myself about the set, but the more I think about it, it wasn't that bad. It just wasn't as great as I was hoping for, but it was good.
Joel, let me put it in perspective for you. It was a fucking roast. Those jokes are never going to be said again.
Well... Yeah, that's true.
And you didn't start the fire. Just remember that. It was always burning.
Since the world's been turning.
Yeah, remember that.
That's right.
So,
you know what else is burning?
Syphilis.
I'm just saying, let it go.
Yeah, you're right.
You should have seen him. He was rolling in the bed at night crying. I had him on tape. My set wasn't good.
There were other people who said it was not good.
That's either. True.
Joe, take the shit personally. He will commit suicide. He'll spray his noodles on the wall for a bad set. You got to talk him down from the building. Remember that time we had to talk him down? He had on that pink tutu? And some combat boots? He was tripping.
It was hot pink.
Yeah, but
hot pink.
It wasn't matching the combat boots.
You would not catch me in pink. Hot pink.
My bad. But, I'm just saying it wasn't matching the green boots.
Hot pink.
And the shotgun, too, man.
What is the difference between pink and hot pink?
Pink means you're serious.
So yes. Like stripper red?
Pink is like the lazy.
Yeah, you're just.
Pink is lazy femme.
Yeah.
It's lazy femme?
Yeah, yes, like pink is lazy femme. Hot pink, that's you committed to your flaming at this point.
How the fuck do you two know about this?
I don't know. I'm making it up as I go along.
I'm just trying to. I just talked him down from the building. So
How do you know the difference between pink and hot pink?
I don't really know, John.
I just want to know. I want to know how you know.
I'm making it up as I go along. I really don't know what I'm talking about. Right. You should realize by now that I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm making it all up.
Well, that's okay. You're all right. You're right about that.
You have insincere apologies, too.
Yeah, I don't.
Buddy. How about that?
You know, it's
coming from a guy wearing a shirt that says Chick Magnet and Bam Bam holding up some weights with one finger.
I didn't buy it.
Did your wife give you that shirt?
My shirts.
Actually, that seems like your wife's
style.
Her wife's style, yeah. Chick magnets.
I'm not a chick magnet.
I used to have a shirt.
Well, you attracted her.
She is a chick.
That's not a chick. That's a full on woman. she's a full on chicken at this point. She is grown.
I used to. Speaking of shirts. I used to have a shirt that says, "I may not be Mr. Right, but I'll fuck you till he comes along."
That's fair.
My daughter bought me that shirt for my birthday. What kind of family have I? I'm just trying to help.
I've never met your daughter. She was supposed to come down to John Lovitz with us by the time we went, but she wasn't able to go for, I don't even know why. But it's, I've never met your daughter, but your descriptions of her, she sounds pretty cool.
She's cool.
She's cool.
I met her. She's cool.
She kick your ass.
Yeah. She's kind of well, actually, that's one of the things that I admire most about her, is that she'd be willing to beat the shit out of somebody.
She would.
Any woman who will fight her own battles, like physically fight her own battles.
She cool. Like took Terry Marshall.
Michaels is her father.
That's true.
How could you say that with a straight face? Yeah, this is not just any woman. This
you
is
raised her right. You raised her right.
And I sent her to ninja school for right. 3 years.
Oh. Well, hey, we're going to take a break real quick. I am JT Foreman. We are the Bitter Comics, and we'll be right back.
We have to whisper.
This is JT Foreman. We are the Bitter Comics, and we are back. Okay, so over the last week, as I was doing the research for the show here, I came across another interesting website. It is called awkwardnames.com.
Your mama?
Now, Shakespeare asked what was in a name.
I think he asked Rodney Dangerfield.
Yes, he did. I believe Rodney Dangerfield's response was, "What, you can listen to me, you can listen to your friends." Now, I know we're not supposed to judge a book by its cover, but that can be difficult, especially when the cover is so explicit as to what is inside of the book. So you can check out the website, awkwardnames.com. It has a whole bunch of photographs of signs and names and everything, but here's a few of my favorite. There's an optometrist in Oklahoma named Dr. Robert Goodhead.
I go there every week.
He's the one that called Dr. Goodhead. He's the one that makes you feel all right.
I go there all the time.
Getting your eyes checked?
Yeah, I get my eyes checked. And you know what the cool part is when they do that thing is, you know, when you're going to get your glasses?
Yeah.
They're like, is this better or is that better? Is that better?
They're both pretty good.
That's yeah. Oh, better. Oh, much better.
Oh, that's good right here. This is really, really good.
So, wait, I remember I got my glasses when I was 3 years old, and I remember they put that thing on my face, and I was worried I was going to have to walk around carrying that for the rest of my life.
That would be kind of cool.
So, the one thing that would be nice is that if my prescription ever changed, I could just flip a couple of switches.
Or if you wanted to see further away.
That's exactly.
Just.
All I know is Dr. Goodhead's room is dark. You don't have to see anything for a long time. In fact, afterwards, you just take a nap, you wake up, and all your vision problems are fixed. I can see clearly now that the sperm is gone.
And your acne goes away.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
In Bloomington, Indiana, there is a rent-to-own place. You know, a rent-to-own place. They
yes.
Rent, like, VCRs and TVs yeah. and stuff. Rapers rent-to-own.
You know, that is accurate.
Yeah, they kind of rip you on the prices there.
It is.
Oh, it's $20 a week. Yeah, for 43 years. For the TV from 6 months or 6 years ago.
Yeah.
It burns! It burns!
Yeah, I bought a washer and dryer at a rent-to-own place.
How long till you... Till
that was 20 years ago, and I'm still paying it off.
And you still have trouble sitting, huh?
Rapers. I think it was at Rapers, actually.
Yeah.
I would have loved to hear the commercial. Come on down to Rapers!
There'll be a Negro in there that has a Batman suit on with no bottom half. Yeah, come on in. I'm waiting.
You want a VCR? We'll rape you. Come on down.
In Danbury, Connecticut, there is a moving company called Butt Brothers.
Come on down to Butt Brothers. Well, we'll move you and other things.
I think they do the deliveries for Rapers Rent to Own.
That's right. Delivered to you by Butt Brothers in association with Dr. Goodhead.
Everything's going to smell all right. Everything's going to smell all right now, Butt Brothers.
In New Zealand, there's a company called Little Boys Gourmet Sausages.
Wow, brought to you by Little Catholic Boys.
Yes, that's
at the
right.
Catholic Church.
Should be called, what do they call those?
Pope Snacks.
Pope Snacks.
Yeah. Oh.
Instead of Sakubi Snacks, it's Pope Snacks.
Raggy. It's delicious.
They have a website you can go check out if you're interested. Just Google Little Boys Gourmet Sausages and just
wait and see what comes up. Yeah,
be ready to have explain a few things in the event that the FBI has tapped your internet.
Oh, could you imagine? I was looking for this company. Sure you are.
Sure you were.
I just wanted some little sausages.
Sickles like people.
I know you wanted some sickles little
like
sausages.
You make me sick.
That's why we're here.
That's why we're here, man.
Welcome to Catch a Predator.
It says here you ordered the what extra spicy.
What are you doing here, buddy?
Yeah.
You want little boy sausages? What are you doing?
What are you doing?
I'm Chris Hansen. I just got busted fucking up myself.
He did, too, didn't
yeah,
he?
Nigga.
He wasn't caught messing with little boys. He was just caught like cheating on the woman.
Caught cheating on the woman, dude.
He, it would have been great if he was Chris Hansen on Cheaters.
Yep.
Joey Greco.
Aren't you Chris Hansen?
Yeah.
Shut up.
And he tries to run.
Yeah, why are you running? Why are you running? Is this how much he'll care?
One of those marketing ploys.
Isn't that what he always says?
Is crossover.
I'm going to stab you, Joey Greco. I'm going to stab you again.
That's hilarious.
We've got some really fun names for OBGYNs.
Oh.
In Austin, Texas, there's a OBGYN named Tara Cherry.
Dr. Snatch.
Virgin No More.
Virgin No More.
Tara Cherry. Why is your hands on my shoulders, Doc? I'm tearing the cherry. Oh.
That's just a thermometer you feel.
Relax.
I had to tape it to my dick.
Cooperate.
Oh. Just taking your temperature.
Oh, it's horrendous.
It feels normal to me.
98.
In San Diego, there's one named William D. Kuntz.
Yes.
K-U-N-T-Z.
Come on down to Dr. Kuntz.
Everything will smell all right.
Yours.
We've got a special going on.
On dishes.
Two cunts for the price of one. Come on down.
Let's go squash them.
And there's one in Missouri named Richard Stiff. His nickname is Dick, of course.
Dick Stiff.
Yes, that's right.
He's going to give you a hard time.
Well, you know.
K.O.
Dr. Really Stiff. Sticking it to him.
It's like a James Bond movie.
It does, kind of, doesn't it? Yes, William Kuntz and Dick Stiff are here to check your octopussy.
But
it's so big. Oh,
look out! He's here from the organization of rapers.
Rapers.
No, Mr. Bond, I want you to die.
Well, you know, if you're in medical school and you're toward the end of your last year, you're trying to determine what your specialty wants to be. If your name is something like that, what else are you going to do?
That's true.
I mean, it's like having the last name Butts. What else are you going to go into?
Where I mean, you can't be Dr. Kuntz and be a
proctologist. No, that wouldn't work.
No, you couldn't be a
Other end. Just turn her around.
You couldn't be a child doctor and be named Dr. Kuntz.
Well, and definitely not Dr. Butts. You're going to be. I'd like to be a pediatrician. Yeah, no.
Mm-mm. Yeah, no. Sir. No. Mm-mm. If so, now your name is Dr. Kuntz. You're Swedish.
Yeah, and scary. Just like
Dr. Kuntz.
Mommy, I don't want to go see Dr. Kuntz.
My bottom always hurts.
See, we've got interesting names for a couple of towing companies here. In Pennsylvania, there's one called Mainline Hooker Service.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm popping my tires on purpose.
And in Florida, there's a towing company called Camel Towing.
Oh.
Come on down to Big Bob's Camel Towing.
Yes, you got a flat tire?
Those
pants are tight, nigga. Oh, you looking at my package?
I believe they have franchises available, but the name changes. If you're in the Pacific Northwest, they go with Moose Knuckle Towing instead.
Moose Knuckle Towing. We'll treat you right.
Where America gets your car towed for less.
It's hilarious. I want to do the commercial.
Absolutely.
Moose Knuckle Towing.
Terry Michaels is available for voiceover work.
That's right.
He does have plenty of experience doing commercials.
Come on down to Moose Knuckle Towing.
You actually have done a couple of radio commercials.
I have done quite a few radio commercials. That's right.
Just send an email to bittercomics@hotmail.com if you're in the need of voiceover.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
That's right.
Yes.
There's an organic breast.
I remember that one.
There was a sandwich shop you did a.
Yes.
A radio commercial.
What was the name of it? Dave's Deli.
Yeah, their food is shit, but the commercial was awesome.
Nice. Thanks for the endorsement.
Sorry.
It's perfect.
You know, you got me to eat there once. They're the ones who failed. The commercial
well,
worked.
They wrapped everything up in like a burrito.
Yeah.
I remember going down there. And they said, here, try it. Before you write the commercial, try it. Because I wrote the commercial, too. Yeah. I wrote the commercial, did the music for it, and voiced the commercial in my studio. Cool. So I went down there. They gave me this. Everything was wrapped up. I'm like, oh, I'll take this, whatever. Wrapped it up. Everything has beans in it. And I fucking hate beans. So I had to sit there and eat this whole huge burrito like it was the best fucking thing in the world. Yeah, I'm going to write this up.
Later on that night, you had butt trumpet.
As I was writing the commercial. Come on down to... I think it's tired of the burgers and fries. Give Dave's Deli a try. I think that's what it was.
It even rhymes.
Exactly.
Can't wait for your rap album. And then you, I can't wait for your rap album.
Dave's Deli, nigga. You was in the shower for an hour cleaning. I just want to get clean. Can't believe I sold out for this.
Well, you've got some more interesting food for you to advertise for. There's an organic breakfast cereal called Holy Crap. High fiber, I'm sure.
Don't come in. Make your breakfast.
Give me some reading material. I'm going to be here for a while.
I'm going to be here a while.
I got five kids to feed.
I just ate gone. I just shit out. Well, Gone with the Wind.
And there's a brand of chicken nuggets called Breast Munchies.
Now, this is a product I can get behind.
Yeah. Do you smoke a joint?
I can get behind it. I can get in front of it. I can get all over that.
Yes. Shower me with your love.
Ooh, Breast Munchies.
There's a daycare. No, okay. Now, this daycare center is in Utah, the photograph on the website. But... just out of curiosity, I went to the internet and I Googled the name of this, and I found dozens of them in states all over the United States.
So this is a franchise.
No. It's not a franchise. No? People apparently have independently come up with this as the name for their child care.
Okay. Let's hear this.
Tender Touch Child Care.
Are you tired of your child being safe at home? Send him to Tender Touch.
Brought to you by Megan's Law.
And associate with the John Wayne Lacy Memorial Gacy. Library.
Hey, we don't just watch your kids. It's educational as well. Yes, we teach them a trade. There's a meth lab in the back.
And they take nappy time under the house.
That's right.
Nappy time. That's horrible.
In Sydney, Australia, there's a clothing store called Jizz Fashion.
Oh, of course there is.
J-I-Z-Z. It's actually spelled Jizz.
Jizz Fashion.
That's right. I believe they sell replicas of Monica Lewinsky's dress.
And Lexington
we have
Steel
a long
chaps.
Distance call back here tonight.
Yeah. Exactly. That's funny.
In Mississauga, Ontario, Canada, there's a restaurant called Shatin Chinese.
Well, yes. It's associated with Shatin Wok.
Mm. Exactly. Chattanooga, Tennessee, there's a prosthetics and orthotics company called Stubbs.
Or just go ahead. Make fun of my situation.
they also sell Ironsides brand wheelchairs.
Ironsides brand. Oh, fucking hilarious.
Have you ever heard of Bruce Cockburn?
No, I have not.
He is a Canadian folk and rock guitarist, a singer-songwriter.
That has syphilis? Or?
No, he stayed outside in the sun too long naked.
Well, you can check out his music. Look in your local CD store for Bruce Cockburn's Small Source of Comfort.
Oh, yeah, that's the one with the song. The first song is Bring the Penicillin, right? Am I right?
And the second
Ladies
song
and gentlemen,
is,
please welcome Bruce Cockburn.
Ah, it's hot.
Yes, in his new hit single off of that album, You Won't Even Feel Me Coming.
What about It Only Hurts When I Pee?
This one's called I Burnt My House Down.
Fire!
Let's see, the website had the picture of a headstone of a deceased sailor who had served in the U.S. Navy. His name was Strong Boozer.
Yes, yes.
Wonder what he died from.
He was a vegetarian.
No problem.
Yeah.
I actually have relatives. My my father's, one of my father's sisters married a gentleman whose last name was Boozer. So Don and Vera Boozer, how you doing?
As opposed to Bowser.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was.
Giddy up, boom, boom, boom.
That's some jogging or something, I think.
Yeah, and they don't drink.
They don't?
Their name is Boozer, but they don't drink.
They don't want to live up to that.
Yeah, we should jump them.
Serving Catron County, New Mexico, is a septic tank cleaning and repair service called the Stool Bus.
Jesus. On the magic stool bus.
That's right.
Your kids stink.
Come on down. Call us up at Shitty's. Are you backed up? Is your septic tank backed up?
We'll call the stool bus and it'll back up to you. they have a website, which I went and took a look at. It's nice. They have an animated mascot. It's a piece of poo named Deuce.
Is he wearing a blue rag around his head?
No, he's not wearing a blue rag around his head.
You just got that? He's a gangster.
Come on, Shitty.
And
what's the poo's name?
Deuce.
Oh, Deuce. I'm sorry.
The poo's name is Deuce.
Deuce, and he's wearing a blue rag around
Deuces.
His head.
Deuces.
Wow.
And finally, we have... the book Sex and Your Diet was written by a woman named Candy Cummings.
Or Candy Can't Cummings.
Yeah. Ah. Depending on what she's eating.
I bet if she's eating a carrot.
Sex and
the
Your
wrong
Diet.
Way. Oh!
No!
Is this the book that tells you to eat a lot of pineapple if you want your cum to taste good?
Oh.
Have you heard about that?
That's a good idea.
Well, you know, one thing I thought was interesting. The name Candy Cummings, there's another famous Candy Cummings in history. The inventor of the curveball. He was a baseball player who played in the 1870s.
Who had curved.
Candy, of course, was his nickname. I believe his real first name was William.
He had curved balls.
Yes. If you check on Wikipedia and look up Candy Cummings, you're going to get this baseball
Prickopedia.
Player. He invented the curveball.
And he sold it at the Jizz Factory. That's what she called that place, the Jizz Factory.
Exactly.
And then he had Cockburn.
Cockburn. Yeah, he can do the theme song.
Come on down to the Jizz Factory dressing.
Yeah. That is awkward names.
Having a premature sale.
That's right. You can you can check out those and many more at awkwardnames.com. My name is JT Foreman. We're the Bitter Comics. We're going to take a break. We will be right back.
Awkward Jizz.
This is JT Foreman. We are the Bitter Comics, and we're back. Okay, last week, if I'm sure you all remember, we talked about a website I had found called textfromlastnight.com.
Text from last night, bitches.
Yeah.
Now, John Jones didn't make it last week, so just to update you. This is just a website. It has exactly what you would expect from the name. A bunch of text messages that are probably either drug or alcohol induced that people put on the website, and they have them listed by area code. So I thought as a new segment is we're going to be doing is the 559 text from last night. Since we are in Fresno, in the 559 area
code. We support our town. Word.
Yes, word. I will be doing a text message I pull off that website from the area code 559. So this week's 559 text from last night is... Drum roll, please. My boobs just fell out on the dance floor. My wedding is totally beating your wedding.
The fuck does that mean? There's a wedding I want to go to.
Well, she said,
titties!
Well, see, this is obviously the bride saying this. The bride's boobs fell out during the on the dance floor. My wedding is totally beating your wedding. So it nice. Makes her wedding great that her own titties popped out of her dress.
It would be great.
I want to marry this girl.
She must be a stripper.
Joel, let's be honest. You just want to marry somebody.
That's true. I'm sad.
Even if it's a gorilla. Mm-hmm. Named Coco. Joe will be like, don't judge me.
Michael Jackson's monkey needs a new... Never mind.
Chim Chim beat me off of his feet last week, guys.
Too soon? Is it too soon?
Chim Chim. Too soon. It's too soon, people. It's 2 years. Get over it. He's dead.
He's beef jerky.
No, he's just a big thing of plastic.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Villa logo.
Well, so that is the 559 text from textfromlastnight.com.
Text from last night.
Okay, so let's get into the news.
Okay, sure. Why not?
All right.
We're here.
Yeah.
In Western New York, state police say a man's effort to ditch some drugs from a moving car didn't exactly go as planned. Troopers with the state police throughway detail say 20-year-old Sean Schmidt was standing with his upper body sticking out the sunroof of a vehicle traveling on Interstate I-90 in Buffalo late Monday night, when a trooper following in a state police cruiser activated the car lights to pull the other vehicle over. Schmidt threw a small bag of marijuana, which landed on the hood of the trooper's car.
Man, it's a good shot.
That is a good shot.
Hey, possession is 9/10 of the law. That's a cop's now. That's not his.
That's true. It's that's
oh a shit. Oh, shot. Should have made a citizen's arrest.
Yeah. You getting high while you arrested me, nigga? Oh, lawsuit.
You were driving. You were driving high too. I saw it. I saw you.
Yeah.
Well, troopers say Schmidt was ticketed for marijuana possession and not wearing a seatbelt. Oh, now he's in trouble.
Now he's fucked.
Yeah, he didn't have a seatbelt.
Man, you know the rule.
They're going to beat his ass.
Yeah, they're going to take him right behind the building.
Absolutely.
You should have been wearing that seatbelt. Can't get you for the weed. We can get you for not wearing that seatbelt.
They were beating him with the seatbelt?
Probably.
Yes, yeah.
See, this is what you were supposed to be wearing.
Put this on your mind.
Buckles.
Hit him in the head with it a few times. It'll keep it on his mind.
That's right.
From now on, every time he gets into his car, he starts driving without it. It's going to give him a headache.
Oh yeah, click it or tick it.
Click it or get your ass beat. The new Alabama state slogan: click it or get your ass beat around the corner.
Exactly.
How's a cop pull up and say that? Sir, you weren't wearing your seatbelt. I'm afraid I'm going to have to severely beat you.
At least it would be honest. Sir, you seem to be Afro-American. Would you like to step out of the vehicle, please?
No, I'm white.
I'm afraid I'm going to have to beat your ass.
This is a really deep tan. I just been out in the sun.
PC code number
333, paid a nigger. States that I've got to beat you.
Sorry.
Till you're unrecognizable even in heaven.
It's in the manual.
It's in the manual. Just read here if you could read, sir.
We must fuck you up with clubs across the head.
Can't we all just get along?
Sweet Jesus.
I guess not. A Central Ohio woman accused of spraying sheriff's deputies with breast milk
nice.
is facing charges including disorderly conduct.
You look undernourished, squasher.
Yeah. She's a step closer to me and I'm...
Why is that cop bad? That's a hookup, man. I was a little thirsty.
Yeah. Usually you gotta...
You gotta pay for that usually.
Yeah, there's some work you have to do.
You gotta beg, buy rings and shit.
Gotta beg?
And buy rings and say you love them.
And buy them dinner and shit. And
yeah, all kind of stuff.
Talk to them later. And
that's a hookup. She was being kind. You should have let her out of that ticket right then. I wish a motherfucker would, but ma'am, you have a nice day. And my number.
Yeah. What is your number? 911.
Yeah, 911.
Call me anytime.
Yeah, well, that's Jim Carrey and Ace Ventura. Is your number still 911? All righty then.
Shoot.
I need some emergency dick.
I need some emergency milk, man.
Some DOD. Coffee. Some dick on demand.
Yeah. Right. I need some for my coffee.
The Delaware County Sheriff's Office says deputies responded to a call about a domestic dispute early Saturday, and a man told them his wife was drinking at a wedding and hit him before locking herself in a car. Dude called wife beating on his wife?
Everybody's snitching these days, man. Ain't nobody talking. Man, damn.
Fine, you don't want the milk, I'll give it to the cops.
Shoo.
So she fucking pimp-slapped him and locked herself in a car.
That's how Klingons started a mating ritual. He needed to get in the car with her.
You know, if I was that cop from now on, I would carry a bowl of Captain Crunch in my patrol car with me at all times.
You're being called for a domestic. Oh, let me get my cereal. I haven't had breakfast.
The sheriff says deputies found the woman in the car and tried to talk with her, but she didn't cooperate. okay.
Really?
Really.
Shocking.
She got wasted at a wedding, hit her husband.
Her estranged husband now.
Yeah. You did this to me.
Well, you know, if she's still lactating, she didn't have a baby that long ago, the kid would have gotten wasted if she was drinking, right?
That is the science of it, yeah.
I think what it is, she was angry when she looked down at a pussy after having that baby, and it looks like an Angry Rose sandwich.
You know what
sandwich.
Happened? Her husband probably asked her for a White Russian, and she got mad.
You know, I don't carry vodka with me.
That's right. I was drinking whiskey all night. What's wrong with you?
You know, you don't mix vodka and whiskey.
He says that when deputies tried to remove her from the car, she said she was a breastfeeding mother, then exposed part of her chest and sprayed them with breast milk. Authorities say 30-year-old Stephanie Robinette of Westerville faces charges including domestic violence, assault, disorderly conduct, and resisting arrest.
And having huge titties!
What is the cop doing while this is happening? My mouth was open.
But yes, you know she had, though. Huge titties!
I bet that was the slowest arrest ever, too. Ma'am.
Now stop.
You're under arrest. I'm going to get my cuffs now. Get the other side. Yes. Yeah. Now, can you please... Is that your... Yeah, Pat, that's a nice ring. Can you pass your wrist, please?
Just cuff her titties together.
Oh, yes. Let me get a little closer. The milk's not...
Stop. You're going to give me a heart. I'm not going to be able to finish this
podcast, man.
Because they're huge titties.
Better than titty milk, man. I don't know what's wrong with these people. I don't know who these motherfuckers like they are.
I don't know who the rest of this woman. She was, yeah. I'm in love.
Yeah.
Okay, though, I've got a research paper here. According to University of Notre Dame economist William Evans, he studied four major demographic groups: seniors on Social Security, military personnel, families receiving tax rebate checks, and recipients of Alaska's permanent fund dividends. And found that mortality rates significantly increased the week after checks showed up at their mailboxes. Mm. So people are very likely, much more likely to die within a week of getting paid a bunch of money.
So what they're saying is people act a fool after they get money.
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow, and this is what we're paying our scientists to discover.
Your boss wasn't firing you, he was saving your life.
Oh, well that's it. Yeah, but here's the thing, he wasn't saving his own life.
That's true. Woohoo! He was trying to commit suicide.
That's right. He had nothing left to live for.
I just got $1 million in the mail. I'm going to buy a Lotus and drive it into the back of a truck. Yeah! My skydive. I'm going skydiving tomorrow morning.
You know what I'm going to do if I ever get a whole lot of money? You know what I'm going to buy myself? I'm going to buy myself a woman with huge titties!
Who ain't afraid to spray. Who ain't too proud to spray, damn it.
Actually, have you ever had that conversation with someone? What would you do if we won the lottery?
No.
Have you ever had that conversation?
No, because I've lost all hope.
Yeah. I've lost all hope. I do masturbate and think of it, though.
You'd have to buy a ticket. I had that conversation with a buddy of mine. He asked me what I would do if I won the lottery, and I told him, well, I'd go to that strip club you like so much and pick out a girlfriend. And he told me, this was his plan. He
said, you're a selfish bastard.
He would move to some southern or central American country and, you know, forgo his U.S. citizenship and then bribe whoever he had to become a citizen of that country and a member of their diplomatic corps. And then he would become their ambassador and move back to the United States with diplomatic immunity. That's genius. You can do whatever you want and just, you know, speed through school zones and have hookers snorting coke off your cock. They couldn't even arrest the hooker because she's holding your diplomatic package. That's awesome.
That's
as long as she had huge titties.
Huge lactating titties.
Well, huge titties, whatever. We're going to pretend.
Lactating titties. I don't know. They leak.
Yes, they do.
So?
Well, the suggestion of this economist basically is that... after payday, stay off the roads. Gee, thanks.
Thank you, Genius McGenius.
Yes, exactly.
Who now works at the Jizz Dress Factory.
We should find him and pour pepper up his nose.
Wow.
Okay.
Well, maybe we pour it in his dick.
It makes him sneeze. Yes, that's what I've discovered.
Thank you, Dr. fucking Doolittle.
I know everything now.
Oh, I'm JT. We're going to take another break here. I am JT Foreman. We're the Bitter Comics, and we will be right back.
Break it down.
This is JT Foreman. We are the Bitter Comics, and we are back. Okay.
With huge titties.
Yes, we are back with huge titties.
Well, actually, I think John Jones has huge titties, but they're muscular.
Yes, they're muscular.
I got no milk.
No. Thank you. I've been wondering.
We are at Denny's. You could order some.
That's true. I just got a couple other news stories before we finish here. One, we got police in Brandenburg in England discovered a large plot of cannabis next to a house where an 84-year-old woman lived. She apparently had been feeding the pot to her pet rabbits.
Right on.
Yes.
Well, bro.
The rabbits really like it.
That's why there was no eggs on Easter. Fucking bitch.
Yeah, she ruined Easter. They were too...
They ate all the eggs and the jelly beans and
they're like,
shit.
They're like, we'll get them next year.
They were high.
Tired, man. We'll get them next year.
Hey, man. Yeah. Well, can't we do this tomorrow?
Yeah, care, baby.
a police officer apparently saw the healthy meter-high plants from the road while on his way to work, told his colleagues who visited the plot's owner, the elderly woman. She told them she had not grown the plants herself, but they had simply started growing there and had proven to be excellent rabbit food.
I mean, she didn't even know what she had.
Yeah, I would think the rabbits would just get hungrier and hungrier.
Except she had no glaucoma.
Yeah, right. she could see far.
Real good. It took her 20 minutes to get
because
to the
she went to Dr. Goodhead.
See if she went to
Dr. Goodhead for women?
Maybe not.
He's like, you need to leave here.
Maybe not for you black guys.
According to the woman, not only did the rabbits love eating the plants, they grew back very quickly after she cut them down.
Wow.
Pot grows fast. A spokesman for the Brandenburg police said that her explanation had sounded plausible because he was high too, apparently. But the officers could not leave her with the plants. Rather, cut them all down and took them to the forensics laboratory for testing.
For smoking.
In related news, sales of donuts in Brandenburg have skyrocketed. All right, I made that up.
Whoa. Wow. That was
good. The three large plastic sacks of weed will now be tested to determine the level of THC.
And then they killed three of the rabbits and tested them.
There was no official comment on what the elderly woman was expected to feed her rabbits with now.
So apparently the rabbit died and was high.
Yeah, he wasn't peace. He didn't care. Ah, she's cutting off my foot. Whoa!
Wow.
Okay,
and you know, here's an interesting side note.
Ew.
The old lady?
Yeah.
Huge titties!
Okay. Man.
Does pot do that?
No, but...
But it makes women look good.
I have my THC goggles.
Yeah, oh.
THC goggles.
Oh. Wow, man, everything's so green.
Yeah.
So would that be bong goggles?
Yeah, it would be bong goggles. We would do these drink the bong water.
Fucking yes, you put the pot in one lens and suck it, light it and suck it out of the other.
Drink the bong water? Why would you drink that?
Because you're an asshole.
What's it supposed to do?
Because you're dumb.
It gets you, apparently gets you higher. I don't know.
Good. Well, I mean, the whole point of smoking it in a bong is that the water is going to filter some of the nastiness.
It makes it smooth.
Yeah, so if
you're... I'm not saying from experience.
Yeah.
But when I did it, it made it smoother. A couple hours ago. I'm just saying.
Allegedly.
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 I got my card.
How high are you trying to get when you're drinking the water, man?
One time I got so high I passed God. I'm just saying.
Man, stratospheric, man. Hey, yo. Saturn.
Yeah, so. Almost caught up to Sam Kinison.
Almost. Nobody could catch up to that. That dude's higher.
He's back down
there. That dude's probably doing fucking cocaine right now.
What do you think the clouds are really made of?
That's right. Now? Oh, I live in heaven. Oh!
Let's see. A 35-year-old man in Pennsylvania has been charged by state police with two recent flashing incidents.
I was not there. Stop saying it's me. I'm sick of that shit.
It was not you. One took place at a McDonald's drive-thru on May 17th and the other on May 29th in a Rite Aid parking lot.
It was you, wasn't it, Terry?
Check this out. You want to see Grimace, bitch? It's so purple.
I said I want my burger with cheese, bitch. You tripping?
What I did was, is I cut a hole in the. I drank all the soda and I cut a hole in the bottom of the cup.
Reach in for a surprise, bitch.
Give me a McChicken. I got the mayo.
I said, look, there's no ice in here. Check it out.
These fries are cold.
That's the smallest fry I've ever seen.
Why is there only one french fry in that cup?
It's hilarious.
The man's name, you would think I got it off of awkwardnames.com. His name was Handy Henry Wood.
Take a look at this, Mayor McCheese. You know why? Because the cashier had huge titties.
Handy Wood.
Yes. What a fucking awesome American. I could see, like, flashing in a McDonald's drive-thru because you could say something cool. But you're at a Rite Aid?
Rite Aid parking lot.
You're at a Rite Aid. Check out this Gatorade. What are you going to do?
This is not my prescription, motherfucker! I don't want Viagra!
I know, it's perceived as Viagra. He's just testing it out in the parking lot. He got a boner so big he got caught in the steering wheel.
Ah, now I'm really Henry Wood.
Does this look erect to you?
Oh, get down here and look at it. Look at it.
Does this sound so scientific? Does this look erect to you?
You better salute this motherfucker, boy.
Wow.
Well, before we go,
a huge boner.
Man. A huge boner.
He's using that as a pogo stick.
Not quite as big as the titties.
Wow. And the sound. That's what makes it better. Boing. Boing.
Oh, before we go, I just want to tell everybody what I think. I know nobody gives a fuck.
I really don't. I have to listen to this shit every week, and God, I don't give a
damn,
fuck.
Damn, nigga, man, God, you always got some motherfucking opinion.
Yeah, I know. Jeez. But this is what I think. The FDA just released 9 new warning labels for packages of cigarettes. Apparently, deciding the current labels are insufficiently puke-worthy, the new ones will be much more graphic. For instance, one of the new labels includes a picture of a healthy and a cancerous pair of lungs. And another depicts a man holding a cigarette in one hand with smoke wafting out of his trachea hole. I think they stole that joke from Bill Hicks.
Yes.
Look, it's not like I'm concerned about the mistreatment of the smoking industry. Giving corporations a hard time, hey, I'm all for it. But I think the warning label shouldn't be made more graphic. They should be eliminated. I have three reasons for this. First, every product sold in America can kill you in one way or another. From cars slamming you into a brick wall to heart disease from cholesterol, there's nothing in this world that is not at least a little dangerous. Now, I don't mind a normal warning label, but they're just going way too far. Trust me, the last thing you want is the FDA going hog wild trying to protect us. If you think cigarette warning labels are bad, wait till their warning label team goes to work on our fast food. Mark my words, if this continues, one day you'll look up at the McDonald's menu board and see Terry Michaels with his shirt off. Second,
ouch.
I think it was Bill Hicks who said non-smokers die every day. Despite what people seem to think, not smoking is not going to make you immortal. Everyone's going to die from something eventually, so the key is to figure out which death you think you can handle and arrange your lifestyle to ensure that's the way you go. Personally, I don't think I could deal with cancer, so I have a high cholesterol diet. For me, heart attack is the way to go. I understand John Jones is trying to fuck to death.
Relax.
But finally, warning labels are, in my opinion, counterproductive. Telling smokers cigarettes are bad for them is like telling your buddy his sister is a slut. It's just going to piss him off. Besides, I'm sure he already knows.
You know what's going to happen? They're going to start putting warning labels on the side of Jack Daniels bottles with a picture of a fat lady. Because that's who you're going to be fucking.
Do you want this?
Do you really want your penis inside this? Really?
And really, Joel, they're going to put pictures of you not getting laid at McDonald's.
On labels at McDonald's?
Just you sitting there depressed.
Me on the menu.
You can see him.
Grimace giving you a hand job.
Yes. Because he cares that much.
Well, that's what I think.
Robble, motherfucker.
But nobody gives a fuck what I think.
Nope.
So, what do you guys got going on this week? John?
I'm
going
to kill 5 random white people just to hear how they sound when they die.
Random white people?
Just 5?
Yeah. Well, they got to be random.
It's a slow week.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. If there's a pattern, they'll catch you.
Yeah, well, I just want to hear how different white people sound when they die.
Oh, no. I've always been good to your people.
No, you haven't.
No, I don't know, man. More training.
You going to be coming out to the comedy clubs a little bit more? Don't make me come pick you up in my Kia Rio.
Don't even kid about that. You'll destroy everything.
That's right. I will put you in the Kia Rio. Everyone will see you in the Kia Rio.
Man, I'll have no choice but to
dive.
They're
going to take your black card away.
Naked into a pit of sulfuric acid.
John Jones, you're a white man now. Just give me that thing.
I will dive naked into a pit of sulfuric
acid.
You're
going to end up hanging out with Dave Rousseau all the time.
Oh, just do
Terry, you got anything exciting going on?
I'm
going
to be sweating a lot.
Sweating a lot? It's been in the hundreds the last few
years.
It's going to continue to be till like August.
And I'm going to be, masturbating.
Masturbating?
I mean, I was earlier.
Well, you sweat, you got the lubrication, might as well go for it.
You got to do it to wrap me up.
Frustration.
Well, I will, of course, be going to comedy shows around town.
You're
going to
be masturbating, too.
Yeah, don't lie, Joel. Yeah, I ain't got to lie to kick at this shit. You're going to be playing with your pickle all week long.
Let's see, Tuesday.
Finding the Force.
Tuesday, of course, is Heroes. Wednesday, I don't know what I'm doing Wednesday. Thursday is the open mic at Karsh's in Tower District. Then Friday is open mic at Cafe Venice. And Saturday is the open mic at Reps. And that's my excitement.
Woo!
I guess that's it for us for the week. I am JT Foreman. We're the Bitter Comics. John Jones, thanks for coming out.
You're welcome.
Terry Michaels, thanks for coming.
Huge titties!
See ya.